It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning, just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
Your friends can only handle so much fear. They have a breaking point. When adrenaline takes over, and they're not just afraid, they're petrified. Halloween Haunt at King's Dominion will push you to the limits of fear. Come select nights through October 28th for night rides, demented creatures, and terror you've never felt before. Fear is waiting for you.
Save up to $30 on tickets at kingsdominion.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Liquid Gamer.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Liquid Gamer Podcast. This is Come Closer. No, like than this.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's different. It's different than I'm used to.
You might need to lean in. You're shorter than Dante.
I'm sorry.
My name is Ryan.
I'm Owen.
And today we're talking about Halloween. You know, it's Halloween today. Right? Actually, I added scary music to the intro.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it's Halloween. You know.
Yeah. I like Halloween.
Dante doesn't do Halloween.
Is he like a Jehovah's Witness or something?
Well, I'm not going. We don't get personal.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I don't.
whatever
reasons, he doesn't get down with Scary Town.
Right.
It's personal.
So, and also, he isn't familiar with a lot of horror titles. And I feel like, you know, I feel like we can just talk about scary games. I composed a list similar to what I did on Fan Day 2016, which was a list of 25. This is a list of 5 games that I've played and think that are excellent horror games. And in kind of, I got out candy as well, because it's Halloween.
Did you put like syringes or anything crazy in there?
I don't have any syringes. So when you first came in, because I haven't seen you in a while, because we did a podcast and nobody listened to it, so I got rid of it right away. Which is sad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what do I expect? Do I expect instant success, you know? I don't know what my problem is.
You can expect that.
I do, obviously. With the Kickstarters in with this, like, I just expect wonderful things to just happen, and they don't, and then I get all depressed and weird. But anyway, the first thing you asked me, because we haven't seen each other. What? We haven't seen each other in a while. You asked how the job search was going. I did get a job.
Oh, right on.
Actually, I've had two jobs, since you've seen me.
Wow.
Now I only have the one. I'll tell you something that I haven't told anybody, really. I haven't put it on social network or anything.
Ooh, exclusive.
We won't mention the company, but I'm working at the place I got laid off from, is what happened. So.
Really?
Yep.
I want to know so much more.
I'm sure you do. Literally, it was just, because I consider everybody listening right now a friend, so I'm going to be very open about this. So I went back to the company that, bit me over the table as far as canning me. And it's been, I thought it would be a smooth transition.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. It's, it kind of was like, oh, it's so much better now. Because I've been gone for 5 months and I got paid severance for 5 months. So,
yeah.
It's not like I wasn't getting paid. Like, I did three Kickstarters while I was laid off. I need something. Because we had car trouble. Like, the car wouldn't start.
Mm.
And by the time you get your car back, it was like, it was like $1,100.
Yeah.
And I was like, well,
I wasn't making a million dollars.
I wasn't planning that. I usually make about like $1 per game on the Kickstarter thing. So that, I made 25, 40 bucks last time.
Yeah.
There's no money really there. So I had to do something to get us out of the red, and that was get a job. And then when I originally went to the number one company to work for in the country, I worked there for a few weeks. And I didn't like it. I kept getting messages to come back to my previous job, and I just took them up on the offer.
Number one to work for in the country. What the hell?
That was a different place. It's a wholesale company. Number two is Google. Number one is that place where you need a membership. So I worked there. That didn't work. So then I went back to the company that did me wrong. I'm just gonna stay there, and we're looking at houses and like the whole deal to move. Once I get, if we move, I would look for a job close to that home. You know what I mean?
Huh.
So get new roots and then
same position.
What? No, is what I was before. No, that position was eliminated.
Ah, so.
So I took a big pay cut, and I took a big hours cut, and I took a big freedom cut. But I need to get money in the bank,
right?
In order to get everything good. But it was a for sure hire. It was a for sure hire. There were no, there was no doubt.
Yeah.
And I applied for the company you work for, and
did you put me as a reference?
I did not.
Yeah, because if you would have put me as a reference, I could have got you a hookup.
Yeah, no, it would have been a 100% hookup or like a 90% hookup.
It would have been a 100% hookup.
Well, maybe once we get those roots, because we're moving to Mason.
And we just got a big, huge pay raise.
We're moving to Mason, so that's closer to where you work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not gonna take that referral card away from. I would still like to use it at some point.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
The door opens and closes at crazy times.
But isn't that bad? Like, will there be a position when I need it? You know what I mean? Like,
maybe.
Yeah. So enough about me personally. Happy Halloween, everyone. So what we're gonna do, because Dante and I have, what do we have? Two episodes left. In my season, right? And then you're coming on for 10 episodes.
Boom.
Do you want to, what are you going to be, what's the first game you want to talk about when you finally do a full set of Liquid Gamer?
Any game?
Yeah. Well, something we haven't covered, but.
Well, I don't know if you've covered it yet, but the game that I have most recently been consumed with is Destiny.
Right.
I've been...
And I put that on your list.
I got to play... not like, I'm exclusive. A lot of people got to play. But I was lucky enough to be off work when the most recent update came out. So there was a new raid that was added. And I got to... it came out local time at 1 p.m. and, you know, me and a group of people from around the world jumped together, and we got to get it right as it loaded, and it was very fun. I've never done a raid when it dropped before, where, you know, you can't...
Everything's new.
You can't...
Nobody has an advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're, like, online. People are checking online to see who... if anyone's beat it yet and whatnot. We were in the running for a while. We actually got to the point where most people get caught up at. We got there faster, I think, than anyone else did, because we were doing things and people were stuck on one particular point and we had gotten past that. But then we got to the end and you pretty much get to the final boss and you fight the final boss in two phases. And the second phase of that boss fight is, like, the most difficult. And that's where we couldn't get past and other people were able to beat it. But I think we got to that point faster than anyone else that I was aware of.
Well, that'll be the first game. I'd like you to probably do, even though we both probably haven't played in a long time, would be DC Universe.
Games. I still remember the heck out of that.
No, me too.
They're updating it constantly, too.
They do. And, you know, I log in every now and then. I do a 5-hour download and delete afterward when I realize I deleted it for a reason.
I still have it on my PlayStation, but what sucks is I guess you can't... That profile's on whatever system you create it on. Mm-hmm. So if there was a way on my Xbox One that I could log in to the account that I created on my PlayStation and continue playing as that character, I might do that. But, you know, with those type of games, once you invest the time to build a character to a certain point and then realize you have to start all over again from scratch...
No thanks. Yeah, but I do appreciate, I mean, it's kind of weird, but, you know, they have a shield now for one of the
powers. I left right before, I got, well, the shield was one of the things I got before I stopped playing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is cool. So, scary games, because it is Halloween. I didn't have a party this year. I think I'm going to have, like, an election day party this year, where we all wear suits and get drunk and make fun of how bad people lose in elections. So, I'd like to... I separated these by types of film that they remind me of. Number 5 on the list is Manhunt 2. Do you remember Manhunt? It's pretty much the only game where you play as, like, a serial killer with no real purpose but to kill. Kind of like Jaws. Did you play Jaws?
No.
Oh my god, you haven't played Jaws?
There was Jaws. I didn't even know there was a Jaws game.
So, well, Manhunt 2, I mean, it was cool just
like
because...
Like the movie Jaws?
Yes.
And you play as the
shark? It's like Grand Theft Auto, but a shark. It's a sandbox, and you just go around, like, destroying everything. Jaws was great. That's an honorable mention. Jaws.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. I think you can still get it on Xbox Live. It was on Xbox Live last time I checked.
That's...
It was intense. It was a good idea. Just, there wasn't a clear, like, story and, like, all this stuff. I mean, when you're playing as, you know, the villain, right? Just like in Manhunt, what do you do? You know what I mean? You just go around. It's kind of like how Goat Simulator was, where it's just like, you're just this thing trying to cause damage. But yeah, Manhunt 2 made the list. Very bloody, very gory, a lot of intestines, a lot of... it reminds me of, you know, kind of how the gore phase of film. I don't feel like we have that as much anymore. I feel like everybody's trying to do ghosty kind of stuff right now.
Yeah, it's all ghosty.
Yeah.
We've gotten away from the... I think the Saw franchise kind of killed gore for a lot of people.
It did. Because there were too many of them, and they all pretty much had the same type of gore, just different appendages, you know? Yes. Number 4, Silent Hill 2, which is pretty much reminiscent of like a classic horror film.
Games have always been pretty...
Oh, they're great. Because it's always your player is a regular person.
Yeah.
And you're in this town, usually. And it's just...
Try not to get destroyed by everything.
Everything. You know, like it goes into, you know, the foray of like Texas Chainsaw and then 10,000 Maniacs. But then it also has the ghosty elements, and it has supernatural, paranormal.
And this weird, disturbing imagery.
Very disturbing. Honorable mention for that would be Fear. I think Fear was actually a really good franchise. It just, I don't know, there's something about it. It didn't feel as polished as other games.
Of course,
play it with the lights on games.
Oh, yes. Preferably. Like, if you play Fear 3 with a headset on, it is, like, one of the most terrifying things. Because this little girl's, like, talking in your ear constantly. And you can't hear it when you're watching, you know, playing on the TV. But if you get headphones on, like, it's, like, 7.1 surround, and this girl's like, what are you doing? And it's like, don't go that way. And it's, like, all in your head. And that's kind of why VR, I think, is actually going to work best with horror.
Yeah.
Just because horror is can be a very immersive experience, and it's, you know, it's, you don't go to haunted houses and watch a movie. You physically interact with the environment. And that's why I think VR has the best potential there. The other stuff I could really care less about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the sales are good, but, like, you know, like the lugeing. I'm just like, just go luge then. If you really want to luge, go luge.
Do it for real.
Yeah, do it for real.
That's true.
Third on the list is, of course, Resident Evil. Because you and I used to do the Moonies podcast, and I'm sure you played enough Resident Evil games, right? Why are the movies so different?
Well, I think I blame it on the, I call it like the X-Men effect. Okay. But it's, I think the first Resident Evil came out at a time when writers and directors in Hollywood wasn't sure that they could sell a, you know, a page for page or a straight screen for screen interpretation. So they're like, oh no, we gotta kind of change elements and change characters so that it will fit. And I think the,
like with X-Men,
yeah, exactly, like with X-Men.
You know, don't, like, make Jubilee the protege, make it Rogue.
Yeah, exactly. And put everyone in black costumes. And right. Don't put a mask on anyone's face. And
you're paying for the actor. Put a mask on him. You might as well have got a stunt double.
Right. And it's one of those things where there was enough of the source material that was true, and enough of it was in the spirit of the source material that it was still... And the fact that you're dealing with, you know, in both cases, audiences who really haven't seen the thing they love brought to film. So just the fact that it's even there, they're just happy that there's a Resident Evil movie, you know, and that there are zombie dogs running all over the place. So I think that was part of what carried the popularity. And then after, you know, now you're dealing in an age where it's like, okay, yeah, we'll accept if you just take the game and straight up literally interpret that into the movie, and that's what we want.
Right.
It's like...
like with Assassin's Creed, you know, like you assume that it's going to be almost
identical. It appears that they're, you know, like the only things that are really changing is sort of maybe how certain things are done. You know, it's like, you know, in the game, I remember him just being in a bed, you know, and then he would wake up and get up and then you'd go back and, you know, and instead of being hooked to this dramatic looking machine, but it's like, it's still the same concept.
Yeah.
They're just making it look more dramatic than watching a guy laying on a bed.
Right.
You know, and...
And I think that's important because, you know, like originally Resident Evil, I feel like they were interpretations of games, and now we have more like remakes of games into movies, but you still have to have that twist. You know, they can make it more dramatic, but I feel like the endings are going to be different.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Stepford Wives, I know, horrible example. Stepford Wives, which was a remake, was... I love the original movie, right? And then at the end, you find out that all the women are robots, right? With the remake, turns out that Nicole Kidman was actually the genius robot builder, and all the men were robots. And it was just kind of a nice, complete reversal. Mm-hmm. They won't do a complete reversal with Assassin's Creed, but I feel like they're going to twist it a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. But Resident Evil really set, you know, the survival horror genre up. It's one of the few games where you don't shoot like crazy, because once you run out of bullets...
Yeah, ammo is not cheap.
No.
It doesn't come by. It's not just drops when you drop enough things. Oh, I need some ammo. Let me kill a bunch of ads. No.
Right, and that's how it was. That's how it is with a lot of games. And it's weird that I thought that would have been more popular, you know, like to keep that type of thing. But Resident Evil is one of the few franchises that really makes you stress out.
Yeah.
About
Well, they walk that line between being a really horror, scary, dramatic, and then being an action.
Yeah, and shooter. that's what sets it apart from Silent Hill. Yeah. Like Silent Hill, you're always some regular person. Even with Fear, you're, you know, military style person. Where Resident Evil, you know, you're raccoon special.
You're some special badass.
Something special, which makes it an action horror kind of genre. Next one on the list is obviously, in my opinion, almost a exact representation of the feeling you get from a film, Dead Space, which is exactly like Alien, except for the aliens, the infected, are more zombie-ish than...
Some space zombies.
Yeah, space zombies. But Dead Space, to me, 1, 2, and 3 have all been unbelievable experiences. Made me really, I don't know, believe in that kind of game. Like, because that game had great survival, because you ran out of bullets all the time. And then Other Ryan and I played 3 100% together. And it was a very positive experience because his character was actually dealing with a lot of trauma. So we would walk into a room and he would, like, he had all these daddy, kitty, like, he had issues. His family was killed, right? So we walked in this room and I'm just like, all right, come on. He's like, what about all this stuff? I'm like, what are you talking about? All this stuff. And he's like the big nutcrackers standing in the corner over there. I'm like, what are you talking about? And the character he's playing as is slowly going crazy over the loss of his family. And he took a screenshot on his phone and sent me it in a message. And I was like, that isn't on my screen.
Like, you didn't see the nutcracker at all? Or it wasn't highlighted?
No, it's not there at all. And, like, there's, like, a Christmas tree, and there was all these decorations in the room, and it's because that was the room where his family was killed on the ship or something. And it was just like, it was crazy.
His character saw stuff you were seeing.
Well, mine heard stuff.
And his didn't.
Right. So, and it makes this whole, like, your, like, the character's going crazy, but it gives you the suspension of belief that your fellow player is going crazy. which is perfect. And I've never played a game like that.
Yeah, where it generates a conversation.
Right.
You know, like, was that intended for people to have moments where it's all like, wait, we're not seeing the same thing, or we're not experiencing the exact same thing right now?
Yeah, and I don't know if it would have been as fun with a complete stranger. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if I played with somebody I know, like you or him or anybody, we can have a pretty natural dialogue as to what's going on. Where if it was a stranger, I don't think I would have cared.
Right.
I'm like, whatever, dude, just go. Just go, dude. We're going to craft. But Aliens, even though Alien Isolation would be the honorable mention for this, I love games like this in space because, you know, in space no one can hear you scream. but you have that, you know, confined space.
Yeah, it's the claustrophobic element.
And I think Dead Space... Yeah, Dead Space did a good job. Not all space games care. You know, Force Unleashed kind of mentality.
That game wasn't about space. That was about the Force.
Well, that's why it's called what it is. That should be one of your games as well.
Yeah, I unleashed the Force all over some. I was actually...
Here he goes.
It's my claim.
Get to the mic.
I was. I'm not anymore. And the rankings are down, so I can't even get it again if I wanted to. But for the longest time, I was the number one in the world on the Force Unleashed 2 Deflect Challenge on Xbox. And then for some number of... for like a year or two, I kind of quit playing the game, and I went back to it maybe about 9 months to a year ago, and I was like, I wonder if I'm still number one, and I had moved down to like 2 or 3 or something. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get my skill up and take the title back. And then one day I got on and all the rankings were gone. And I guess they stopped supporting the game altogether.
Well, I'm very sorry.
But I was really good at deflecting. That's what I'm trying to say.
So what was it? The TIE Fighters?
No, the way the challenge worked was there were two peaks. So you're there on, there's a peak in front of you, and then you're on another peak. And on the peak in front of you spawn these little, they're not AT-ATs, they're little small, little one-man pods that shoot missiles at you. And each round, more and more of these things spawn. And the goal is to survive on your peak as long as you can without getting shot off or without dying. So you can dodge the missiles, or you can use the force and throw them away or blow them away, or you can use your saber and deflect them. Hmm. And at, you know, there's more and more of them spawn, so you get to a point where you are staring at 8, 10, 15 of these things shooting missiles at you at around the same time, and you have to deflect, you know, 12 missiles and then 12 more, and they all go back and shoot them and they all die, and then more spawn, and it becomes chaos because you do get to a point where there's like, you know, 50 things shooting at you at the same time. But so many of them, the cheat of the game was that if you survived long enough, they would spawn at such a great rate. And one of the aspects of the game was this unleashed mode. So once your meter gets high enough, you trigger it and your dude does extra damage and he's invulnerable. And as long as you keep killing things, your meter stays high. Well, you get to a point where there are so many enemies on the screen shooting at you.
No, it fills up right away.
You fill your meter up and then you hit it. And as long as you keep force pushing, you'll knock the missiles back at them and kill big groups of them. And your meter never goes down. So even if some get through, you're immortal. You just got to make sure that you just don't get hit by more than one, because a bunch will hit you and just knock you off the map, even if you're immortal. But you could just stay there and keep force pushing, and they'll keep spawning, and they'll keep shooting at you, and the timer will keep going, and they'll just start glitching out. And the goal is to quit before the game freezes.
Hmm.
And I was, the first time I got to that cheat, I gave myself like a minute, and then I quit out because I didn't want to. You could set a ridiculous time, like 25 minutes or something, and the world record, I think, is like 19 or something. And I set a record that was like 18 or something like that. But I did that because I didn't want anyone who would see number one to not want to try. And because there was a point where I had gotten to like 3, and then whoever was 3... like play the game again, and I go back to check it, and now they're at 2 or they're at 1, and I realize that the top 5 people
never change,
have been keeping up, and they're all like fighting to get, you know. So I was like, oh, okay. And then once I got to 1, I gave myself about a minute plus, so that it was like, yeah, try getting to that, but also, hey, it's not so ridiculously high that no one's gonna even try. And someone did try and beat it, and I was like, okay, now this is where I set the ridiculous one. And then they shut it down before I could. So it's sad.
And it's
moral of the story is, if you're gonna win by a mile, win by a mile. Don't give them a chance to catch up and pass you.
So what's your favorite, before I reveal my favorite, what is your favorite horror / scary game?
Horror / scary game.
And I love zombies. Is there a zombie game?
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably like a zombie related game.
Oh, I got you something. Well, I didn't get you something. I got something and I'm giving it to you.
Oh, okay.
Let me get it. I forgot.
Love hand-me-downs.
Well, it's not even a hand-me-down.
Where is it? Not Dead Island. What was the first one where you were trapped in the mall?
Dead Rising.
Dead Rising was pretty cool. It's a combination of, like, because I like zombies, and zombies, you know, I'm not a huge into horror games because I don't like being scared.
Dead Rising is comedy.
And that's like, yeah, exactly. There's a good deal of comedy in it. You know, you don't want your character to die. Or any type of zombie mode, Call of Duty zombies.
Hmm. Did you play Last of Us?
Any point, I didn't play Last of Us.
You didn't. And now you're an Xbox person.
Any point in a game where you now fight a bunch of zombies, Destiny even does that. It's like they have, you know, different expansions. And in the Taken King expansion, a lot of it is built around creepy-looking things, and all your enemies are kind of monster-ish. And, There are several points where they try to invoke a sense of fear, dread. So that type of, yeah, zombies. Shooting zombies. I like shooting zombies.
So what, like House of the Dead?
Hell yeah, actually. Hell yeah. Throwback. House of the Dead 2,
actually. Typing of the Dead? Did you play Typing of the Dead?
No.
Really?
No.
That's why I'm so good at typing.
Really?
So Typing of the Dead, it was, you know, obviously a House of the Dead spinoff, official House of the Dead spinoff, to teach people new to computers because...
You type and you keep the zombies away?
Yeah, it shoots them.
Nice.
So...
You spell a word and...
Yeah, it puts out a word and then you gotta just do it, enter, do it. And one of the reasons I can type as well as I do is because of that.
Yeah, we had some stupid game where it was like bugs on a windshield.
Well, I mean, this wasn't at school. This was something I had to get at home. But it was a good idea, you know what I mean? Like, you take something that's popular at the time and make it a teaching tool. Mm-hmm. But they had, you know, Halo typing or whatever, or Destiny typing. Star Wars probably has a typing.
Right. Or I tell you what was pretty good, too, was Halo. Like, whenever you would deal with the Flood... I remember that first Halo game, that was really cool to be this sort of action space marine game, and then it's like you get to this point where you're introduced to the Flood, and then everything gets kind of creepy, and you're dealing with zombies. Space zombies.
What would you rather face,
real zombies or space zombies?
Oh, real zombies.
Really?
I know the anatomy.
That's true.
I know what is important. What if I'm fighting an alien zombie and his brain is located in his left foot? I would never know. I would have never known.
Did you ever see, what was that Star Trek? The Final Frontier? It's like Bones and Kirk end up getting framed for the assassination of this Klingon diplomat, and they get sent to this prison, and Kirk gets into a fight with this big ass alien in this prison, and Kirk like ends up on his back. Sorry about that. Ends up on his back, and he like double kicks the guy in his knees, and he topples over. And
because that's where his
balls are. That's where his genitals are. And someone makes a comment of like, not every species keeps their genitals in the same place.
Yeah,
and it was pretty hilarious.
You know, it's funny you brought that up.
Or it's like Men in Black where it's
No, pause.
He's Balchinian.
You brought up Star Trek. Your gift is Star Trek related.
Oh, wow.
That's odd. It came up anyway. What a natural thing for you to just talk about because I know how much of a nerd you are. I was like, hey, maybe he'll bring up Star Trek. I won't give it to him right now. And you did. Anyway. So, I've been getting loot crates, right? Not a huge fan, by the way.
Of Loot Crate?
Yeah, not really? A huge fan. And when I was opening, I was like two back. I did it on this show. Mm-hmm. And there was a bunch of cool stuff, like that Mega Man. Harley Quinn was in the month after. But there's one thing, and I got it. And
did you get this out of there?
Yeah.
So somebody at my job must subscribe to Loot Crate, because I just saw this sitting on their desk.
Yeah, it's the only way to get it. Well, anyway, I was given this, and I have no purpose for it.
And is this little Eleanor? Did Eleanor come off?
What
is this?
That's mine.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah. It's the Matrix. It lives inside Optimus Prime.
Ah.
But anyway, Eleanor, yes. But anyway, I got this, and
It's a black envelope.
It's a black envelope. I have no use for it. I don't have anywhere that it would look good. And I know you have several little shriney type things in your home, and maybe you could add this to one of those sections. Nice. So there you go.
Thank you. Star Trek The Next Generation.
I don't even know what it is.
It's,
Do you know what it is? I think it's like the plaque.
I think so. Like, it's like a plaque
I think it's on Next Generation, but it's a plaque for the original series, right?
I think so.
That's what I mean.
It's weird because it's like Starfleet Command, Admiral Gene Roddenberry. And it's like, well, he's the creator, so. And I don't see any, like, characters. Like, I don't see, you know, I don't see, like, Sulu or Kirk or...
I don't see anything.
Yeah, I mean, this looks like... It looks like the production credits.
Does
done
it?
In a plaque form.
Yeah, there's Starfleet Command, and then it has all these names that nobody knows. Legato. Dana White. Yeah, it doesn't really even say what this is. It's a...
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, you can...
So I can have this and...
Do something with it. It's a loot crate.
I mean, I really want to know what this is now.
Well, I'm sorry they did not go into detail.
It's a Starfleet... Galaxy-class Starfleet registry. It's got, like, the model number of the Enterprise.
But you don't know the name.
Fifth starship to bear the name. So this is the... From the... I guess that is the Next Generation.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you could Google one of the names and figure out what one of those people did. It might be the creators or something.
And the production staff. Well,
maybe.
Lame.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to say. I got you a present.
Oh, I mean, yeah, no, this is great, bro. Thank you so much. It's awesome.
It's an exclusive. There's probably only like a few hundred thousand people with those.
Right? I'm just going to keep mine in this black envelope.
So anyway, my number one choice in a horror game is actually the most comparable to like a Stephen King movie.
Ooh.
Which aren't necessarily scary, but they're smart.
It.
Well, it.
Scared me.
Well, today you actually better worry about clowns.
Isn't
today.
That nuts?
That is, we'll talk about it after this, just because we want to talk. Is Alan Wake.
Oh, nice.
Did you play Alan Wake?
No, I played the demo.
You played the demo?
Yeah, I played the demo.
You can actually get a lot out of the demo.
Oh, you know what a good scary game is? What's that one? I mean, I guess it's not really scary, but what's the one? It's that side scroll where it's a little kid, and it's like, try to get him through, the little shadow kid, try to get him through the game without killing him.
Limbo.
Limbo scared the shit out of me.
If you don't like spiders, Limbo can be pretty intense.
Yeah.
But it's actually spiders. Really graphic for having no real blood.
Yeah.
I love Limbo. Dante actually won't let me do a Limbo episode.
Why?
I don't know. Because he couldn't find any like good information on it. And we just play it. It's fun.
Yeah, that game creeped me out.
And you die a lot.
Yeah.
I don't care how good he thinks he is. And I know he's going to beat me in Super Smash Brothers next episode. But I'm
Are
not
going
to...
You guys going to play it live?
Yeah. He beat me before. He's going to beat me this time.
Why don't you just practice?
Because I know I'm going to lose, but I'm going into
that's
it.
That's the loser mentality.
Practice. Well, no, it's his. That's his game.
Have a Rocky montage.
No, me and him are going to play...
So he's going to pick a game that he knows he can beat you at.
Right, but
and
then
you're
I'm...
going to pick a game that you know you can beat him
Injustice.
At. So why don't you just beat him at his game? Just practice.
I'm going to play him in Injustice.
How are you practicing Injustice?
No.
So what happens when he practices? Dante's a practicer.
Yeah.
Dante's the type of person who would play Injustice and practice, and then... when it comes time to play you, beat you at the game you chose to as your best.
Hmm. Then I would get Mortal Kombat vs. DC Universe, because nobody's ever beat me.
Right, and then he would go and get that game.
No. He won't spend money.
Ah, he won't spend money.
Yeah. And Injustice was free for Plus members, and he already purchased it as free, so he can get it again. So we'll see. But I know he's going to beat me, but I have to go into it pretending that he will beat me.
You should practice.
I don't have time. It's a week.
So what are you talking about? There's plenty of time.
I have to work.
Ooh, I work.
Do you have two kids?
Look, I have a dog.
You do have a dog. I have two kids and a dog.
Well, you know.
And she's kind of moody right now. She always gets like this.
Well, that's what happens
October.
When you have kids.
What? The dog gets moody?
Oh, the dog.
The dog.
Oh, well.
So anyway, Alan Wake is a game where it has pretty much all the elements that we talked about. I mean, it has like the horror, you know, elements with ghosty stuff.
Yeah.
It has the regular guy stuff, just in a just creepy place. It has blood and gore if you, you know.
Guns.
It has guns.
With bullets that run out and are hard to come by.
And it's all about survival. It doesn't have any real sci-fi elements, unlike Under the Dome. But it does have all the elements of the previous games except for sci-fi. And, you know, you really just start out with a flashlight. And that's what keeps away the demons, is a flashlight.
Light or the flashlight?
Flashlight. Or light in general.
Okay.
I mean, if you can race your way into a, you know, like a street lamp, you'll be good there. Because they'll burn when they get to it. They'll like, you know, like all that shit. And it gets pretty intense.
Are you dead?
No. But the ending is amazing. The storyline is amazing.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
So, throughout this entire game, there's always ambient music playing, mm-hmm. right? But certain rooms have actual music playing, like be it a radio in the background, a record player, CD, whatever. And it's always this band, and like they're this really weird band, and they're singing like nonsense, and you don't really even pay attention to it.
Like not what kind of style? Like 50s?
I guess you would call it... No, not 50s. 80s rock.
Okay.
And I actually bought the soundtrack after beating it. And... You know, like, they're talking about stuff that, you know, like, you don't know what they're really talking about. But as you keep playing throughout the game, they've been telling you the story you've been trying to figure out the entire time through this song.
So it's the same song over and over.
No, there's three songs that they play throughout. Uh-huh. But they all have something to do with the backstory that you're, oh, I need to figure out why this happened to this woman in the lake. And it's crazy. Like, and then you finally, it gets to a point where the character realizes that the music is important, and then you go to the guy, like, the band's house, like, where they are at now, because they live in the town, and it just turns into this, like, huge realization that you've known everything you needed to know the entire time if you just would have stopped and listened. And then it gets to a point where you are pretty much the second author to go through the exact same events that are happening to you, it happened to him as well. It's really good. And it's really complex, and it's very smart. It's very well written. I haven't played a game that well written since.
So, did you find out what happened to the woman?
Yeah, it was... It was more like she's in the lake, and she's causing all this trouble, and like she looks just like your... wife, and I don't know. It's just, you gotta play it. I know, I'm sure it's probably like a dollar, right?
Probably.
You know? You probably get it for a dollar.
It's a lot of time.
Not really, though. If you bust through it, you can bust through it.
I might just Wikipedia it.
Watch gameplay.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Yeah, just watch the gameplay. Because the music, I don't know why I like it, but it's really good.
So... Did you ever figure that out beforehand? Did you ever stop and listen to the song? And did you go back and play it and go, damn, if I just listen to this song at the beginning of the game, I'll know what to do this entire time?
Pretty much. Or at least I know where I'm, like, what the outcome was. But no, I never realized it. I did, but I didn't. You know what I mean? Like, it's like they keep mentioning lake, and I'm like, I live on this lake. You know what I mean? Like, I guess it was... coincidental more than anything. You know, obviously it's not. It's put together to be there for you. But...
So do you survive? Is it a happy ending?
Yeah. Yep. Happy ending. So very Stephen King-ish, very... Not necessarily It, because that's actually more sci-fi than Alan Wake. But yeah, Killer Clowns today, everybody. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they actually going to do anything today? Today was the day that we were warned to look out for.
Oh, really? For the Killer Clowns?
Yeah, Halloween.
Is today Halloween?
Yes.
Get out of town.
This is our Halloween episode.
Oh, I'm, you know, I'm so deep in Destiny.
I know, obviously.
I come out at weird times, and unless they do an event that recognizes the season or the holiday. I rarely know what's going on.
But yeah, today's the day that we're all supposed to be worried about with the clowns. But unlike when we were kids, trick-or-treating takes place in the daytime now. Which is...
Does it really?
At 6. It ends at like 6. Mm. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
It's weird.
So they come around in the daytime.
Yeah. The trick-or-treating ends when the sun goes down. And it just kind of tells you...
I feel like when I was a little kid, man...
I feel like I was out till...
You trick-or-treated until the people turned the lights off on their... You know, like, hey, if the porch light's on...
There wasn't like...
That means trick-or-treaters are welcome. Turn the porch light off.
Right.
If you drive by a neighborhood that still has the porch lights on... Stop. You can hit them.
Yeah.
But if they're all off or if the house's lights are off...
And that's how it was.
Back in the day, it was over when it was over. Like, I would remember, you know...
It'd be
parents
late.
Being like... You know, you think any more kids? No, they're probably all in. Go ahead and cut the light out. Not like, it's 6 o'clock. Click.
Click. And it's weird, like news reports telling people, like, oh, remember trick or treating from 4 to 6, and it's like, okay, this used to be a lot more natural.
Yeah.
But we go to the campground every year, which was actually last week because they do it a week prior,
mm-hmm.
Which is nice because. You know, you get everything done early and you can still get to do it at home. But they have started doing times there as well. And it's from 6 to 7. So when I was little, right? So
you get like an hour.
Right.
To walk around.
So when I was little, we went to the campground every year when I was little. And it would be two pillowcases full of candy. Because they sell out every year. So you're looking at 100 spots per loop, and it was A through L, right? So A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L. So you're looking at 1,100 possible stops for candy, if your legs can do it. But now, it's an hour. And you can't get 1,100 camping spots done in an hour. So we went, my daughter, we're running. Because, like, the space in between the loops, like, they're called loops. They have 100 spots, right? Like that, big loops. It would take, you know, 10 minutes in a wagon to get from one loop to another because they're very separate because you have all these camp spots in between, right? And it's not as fun as it used to be. And I don't want to be one of those old people. It's like, oh, back in my day, it was fun. Now it's lame! And it's not because I'm too old to get around quick or anything, you know what I mean? It's because they changed it. And they made it, you know, they wiffle-balled it. But...
Because of creepy clowns.
Well, no, that's just because that's just how the times are.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I saw the signs...
I didn't realize that trick-or-treating in the daytime. What kind of world are we
right, doing? As soon as it gets dark, like, people start flicking their lights.
That's
like,
when it's the best.
Like, I remember being out, I felt like it was late, and I don't think it's because I was a little kid and, like, oh, I had no perception of time. Like, I'm pretty sure it was late.
Yeah. Definitely dark.
Well, I mean, this time of year it gets dark at 7, though. But I don't think I was done trick-or-treating at 8.
Yeah. Maybe 9. Maybe it was, like, done by 10.
I feel like 10 is more accurate. Let me know on Twitter what time you trick-or-treated to when you were little. At... Something. Liquid Gamer or something. What is it? At Liquid Podcast right now. It's probably going to change. Because I'm tired of... Twitter has been a real pain. Like, you can't find this show on Facebook. You can't find it on Twitter. But yet we still have... What? 2, 4, 6, 8. 1,000 people a week listen. So, I mean, obviously, you can find us this way. But nobody's... Nobody can find us. I can't even... Like, I log in as, like, nobody, right? I just go to Facebook.com and log in as, like, some relative or something that gave me a pin. And you can't find our show just by going to search and type in Liquid Gamer Podcast. You need the exact Facebook.com/LQDPOD. That's what you need. Or you can't find it.
Oh, that sucks.
And Facebook blocked all of my... Kickstarter stuff, right? Like what that I put out there, unless I paid them to boost it. And it's just like, I am just so done with Facebook. Anyway. But anyway, Alan Wake is an unbelievable game. I did not play the sequel, but it didn't look as good. So that's why. I invite all of you to play Alan Wake. Because it's great. Next episode is a little bit of a shocker, actually. Because I have never played the game, but yet I'm doing it. So you're
that
just
doesn't
gonna
stop me.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Make sure to tune into that episode. It's going to be either our worst or best episode.
What's a game?
Minecraft.
Oh.
Mm.
It's a phenomenon.
It is a phenomenon. We're going to play it pretty much for the first time on the show. Like, you know, first time for me and first time playing it just there in my face. So we'll see how that goes. Could be good, could be awful.
Probably boring.
Could be boring.
It looks boring. Whenever I watch somebody play the game, I'm like, and I'm one of those people who I can watch a game. Like I can, you know, I can find entertainment in other people gaming.
Yeah.
You know, and I just can't watch someone play Minecraft. Like all those scary games, I am more likely to sit and watch you play Silent Hill. And go, don't go over there.
Well, no, like the last Halloween party, we didn't have one this year, but last year we did Until Dawn for the party. And I did survive, you know, like we passed around the controller, right? And we ended up with 4 survivors. Possible 8, I believe. So we didn't do too well, but we did all right. We weren't the sole survivors, right?
Right.
Which is, what's her name? What's her name? Hayden Panettiere is the main survivor.
What's the one with Ellen Page?
Beyond Two Souls. Yeah. But that's not really horror. That's more psychological thriller.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's good. You would like it. Visually, it's good. It's a lot like how Heavy
Rain... A lot of people are getting down with games, you know? We noticed that. Like,
oh, like actors. More,
yeah. Like Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey in Call of Duty. Willem Dafoe was in something as well.
Yeah, Angela Bassett was in the Ghost Recon, or not Ghost Recon, Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah, she was, yeah. I mean, there's paychecks involved.
I know, but it's just funny that didn't used to be a thing. Like, that wasn't a thing for, you know, quote-unquote A-list celebrities to lend themselves to.
Put them in, like, Command and Conquer. Those were awful videos.
You know?
Horrible actors. That's what they should do.
Those are great, though.
They were great,
they're like those Arnold ones you see now.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are great.
Those are awful. Those are awful. So thank you for joining us this Halloween. I'm sure you're listening to this a few days after Halloween, so I hope you had a good one. So yeah, as far as Manhunt, Silent Hill, Resident Evil, Dead Space, and Alan Wake, thank you for being great games that have more substance than just plain old jump scare. Hopefully, if you visit our Patreon, which you won't be able to find, just like you can't find anything of mine, we are trying to raise funds to get a PlayStation VR so we can play them pretty much while we're recording and see what happens. We have $2 of the $399 needed. So I think it's patreon.com/WestAries. So you can also tweet me personally at WestAries. That Twitter's still legit and works. But until then, we'll see you, Owen, when you do Destiny in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And we'll do your 10. Dante will get another 10. And if I move... Dante won't be doing the show anymore because he doesn't go anywhere. Remember, we tried to get him to go to Columbus.
Where does he live now?
He lives right down the street.
Oh, like literally right down
the street. Well, no, like 4 blocks. But still, like he lives close and it's on his way home from work, so there's no, you know, there's no excuse.
He doesn't go out of his way.
No. He doesn't like driving in general. Nor does he like Halloween. So... we'll have
very
to
picky person.
We'll have to figure something out.
I hope he doesn't have any kids yet, right?
No.
I hope he has a kid who like makes him do all the crap that he doesn't like to do. Like I hope he has a kid who loves to drive everywhere and makes him take him everywhere.
Right. Like his favorite place in the world is Kosai.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I hope he has a kid who loves Halloween. You know what I mean?
We'll see. I'm sure Dante will have some say into what the child likes. My daughter is obsessed with Teen Titans right now, and don't think that wasn't because of some magical influence that I had. Trust me. You can manipulate the kids to like stuff. You know what I mean? Like, she picks up... What did she want to... You know what she doesn't like, though? She doesn't like Batman as much as I would like her to. She loves Teen Titans, though. And she loves Tara, which is fine, I guess. I'm not going to tell her that she's dead. You know, like, I'm not going to read her a comic like, this is her funeral, if that helps. She loves Tara, she loves Beast Boy. But she just doesn't really care for Batman. And that's too bad. She likes the Hulk. That's her favorite Marvel character.
How do you feel about Supes?
No real impact. And I think that kind of speaks to, like, what kind of movies people are making. Yeah. You know what I mean? So if she can recognize the Hulk pretty easily, right? But Superman, I mean, as a girl, I think she naturally translates it to Supergirl.
Yeah. You've been watching Supergirl?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch their premiere episode?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think? Oh, yeah, I told you about the app.
Yeah, I love it. I think that the CW has a really good opportunity here. And I hope they don't.
I'm going to rewatch Smallville. It's all on Hulu now.
I saw that. Yeah. But the new stuff isn't.
I know. It's because CW has their own app.
In a way, I'm just like, $8 a month. Isn't that $8?
What?
Hulu.
Hulu, I know.
In a way, I'm like, that was kind of my go-tos.
I know,
are,
I'm sitting here thinking, like, what shows are on Hulu now that...
that I can't get some other way.
Yeah.
Like, I watch Speechless, and I watch The Goldbergs, and but these are all ABC, and ABC has a similar
app. You have to have some sort of service, right?
Well, I have a login.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Right, but I mean, you have that cable.
Right, I know someone with cable.
Oh, okay.
So I'm okay.
That's true.
But yeah, Hulu, I'm really kind of... I don't know. That might be an expense we don't need.
Yeah, I'm kind of on that same thing. Like, I can... Exactly, I can use a relative's long login to watch.
Like, all of us have a parent or relative that still has cable.
Yeah.
Or Dish, or DirecTV.
And use their login to watch your Fox.com.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The big jump for me is, like, if these networks dropped an app... Which, especially these ones like Fox, why are you making me log in with cable? ABC, why are you making me log in with my cable password? I can watch your programming for free over the air. So why
need a cable?
Like CW, why even charge me? Just let that advertising pay for the app, and now you get the boost in ratings. Like, let me just watch. I will download a Fox app and watch that for free and not watch Hulu. And it's like, now you don't have to pay Hulu to stream your crap.
Right. Because, I mean, honestly, the Hulu originals don't keep me
interested. It's not like the Netflix originals.
Which are great.
Did you watch Luke Cage?
I did not.
Racist.
Only you're allowed to call me that. But no, I haven't. We're actually trying to plan a date night around having time to watch it.
Luke Cage.
You
watch everything else though? Jessica Jones?
Of course. You and I did a Jessica Jones episode of Hero Heads.
I don't remember all the episodes we do.
There's quite a bit. So yeah, of course I've watched everything else. Even though I don't really care for Daredevil.
Yeah. I actually don't really care for Iron Fist. That's my secret. I don't mind Daredevil. Daredevil season 2 wasn't as good as season 1. But it was alright. Jessica Jones was
absolute amazing. Yeah. Absolutely
Luke Cage
amazing.
Is actually my favorite now.
Really?
Slightly over Jessica Jones. But, I mean, it took, like... There's a halfway point in Luke Cage where, for me anyway, it, like... There was a huge plot twist that happened halfway in the season that I didn't see coming. And then it kind of changed it for me. And it's just... I like the character. And I think the fact that you got so much of Luke Cage in Jessica Jones.
It's funny. I watched... during my unemployment, I watched all of American Horror Story.
Yeah.
And he's in Coven.
Really?
Yeah. And he's really scrawny.
Really?
Yeah.
I know he's in that that Halo thing. Like, yeah. I know he's the guardian, and, you know, he's the guy you play as in Halo 5.
Oh, okay.
And then also, I guess there's a movie that sets up Halo 5 that he plays that same character.
Hmm. Well, anyway, I have not watched Luke Cage yet. It's just because I haven't been able to set aside the appropriate time to do so. Nothing else. But we'll see. I'll get it watched. Eventually.
It's really good.
It's not going anywhere.
Netflix is knocking it out with their programming.
But Iron Fist, I mean, all that's out is a trailer. What is your problem?
No, it's not even just like Iron Fist. Iron Fist is a character. I'm not
as... He's a lame character.
I'm just not as into him. Like, I have a buddy.
But the trailer's good.
Who really digs him.
Really?
You know...
Actually, Dante loves him.
I thought the trailer... I'll be honest. The thing I was looking for in the trailer...
Green Mask.
Just because here, Daredevil is kind of a unique thing because it's got all these different elements in it. But I you know, you have these.
Oh, Flashpoint was weak, by the way. Go on.
Yeah, it was. Daredevil to me kind of almost feels kind of like police procedural. Not exactly, but the way some of the episodes are like, hey, here's a victim, here's a case that they have to deal with, and then he's the Daredevil. I mean, Daredevil's a unique thing. But when you get to Jessica Jones is 100% like a noir sort of mystery.
It's funny because
thriller, single white female meets. Yeah.
The comics aren't nearly as good as the show,
or at least they're not as intriguing to me. I'm not as big of a Marvel fan as I am a DC fan as far as the comic book reading goes. But yeah, with these shows, man, like I like the Marvel shows, or at least with the characters they've given us so far, more than I've liked the comic books.
But like Luke Cage was always, I don't know, a lot of the comics were very like stereotypical.
Yeah, just, exactly. Luke Cage was very stereotypical.
To make that character as cool as they did,
yeah.
I mean, kudos.
And Luke Cage, when you watch Luke Cage, it feels very much in the spirit of like Shaft and like the music and very much these sort of 70s kind of feeling.
Did you see the Family Matters? You shared that.
That's right. But yeah, it's definitely in the spirit of this sort of 70s blaxploitation cinema, the Foxy Browns and the Shafts and the Dolomites and all that. And it's like
Big Bad Mama's House.
You know, it feels very much in that spirit, but obviously modernized with the music and it feels like that, and Jessica Jones feels like this sort of thriller, single white female kind of noir story, right. You know? And then I think Daredevil kind of has
like, I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Yeah, Daredevil has sort of
Speaking of the Wayans, have you been watching Lethal Weapon?
No,
I love it.
The trailer was bad.
I love it.
The trailer's real bad.
I love it.
And like, I'm down with Damon Wayans like 100%.
Yeah,
but the other guy, I was like, I don't know you from anywhere.
No. I was there. It's weird. Like some of the mannerisms, like, are completely dead on the characters,
and that's my thing. It's like, are these guys true to the character? Like, are they? And my worried is
they're not true to the era because even
it's modern now. And that was my thing. Was I was worried? Are they going to be more like are they going to be true to the character? Or are they going to try to be true to Danny Glover and Mel Gibson? Are they going to try to give me a version of their character, or is this Damon Wayans playing Murtaugh, or is this Damon Wayans playing Danny Glover's Murtaugh?
It is.
It's Damon Wayans doing Danny Glover's Murtaugh. Yes. I don't know if I like that.
You gotta see it.
All right, I'll
like it's weird.
On your recommendation, I'll give it 2 episodes
because I love Lethal Weapon.
I love Lethal Weapon 2, which is why I didn't want to
number
watch
number two
this show.
Or two.
No, I love all four of the Lethal Weapons. The Lethal Weapon quadrilogy.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's not actually what it's called. It's something else, but it sounds cool. The Lethal Four quadrilogy, to me, are like some of the most, I know they're dated and things like that, or at least one through three are dated.
It is the buddy cop quintessential.
Oh my god, like, it's the best. Like, the story arc of Riggs, where he goes from the first movie to where he ends up in the fourth movie, his whole arc, and their relationship and the way it develops over those, is beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful! Okay? And like, I was just afraid that I'm like, I like the idea of that as a show, but I'm like, I don't know. Like, the fact that it was, Like, I wish it wasn't, because are they Riggs and Murtaugh?
Yeah.
It's like, I wish instead of making it Riggs and Murtaugh, it was just two other cops. And it was just the, no. We're going on the premise of, hey, this it's the one cop and the two cops, the other cop who doesn't seem like they would get along, but they do. You know, and the theme is family. And, you know, like, because that's the theme of these movies have been just like, family and community is like the theme of Lethal Weapon, you know? Right. And so it's like, that's a very easy theme to translate into a week-to-week TV show. Yeah. And I can get behind that, but I just, I'll give it, because off of your recommendation, I'll give it a watch.
No, totally give it a watch.
Because that's the one that was like, yeah, I'm not watching that, nor was I going to watch Rush Hour. Because that was another one where I was like...
That was a bad idea, though.
I'd see how Rush Hour could work as a TV show. And again, it's like, instead of just giving me the story I've already gotten, and a different... Just give me a completely different story. Give me completely two other cops. Make it a Mexican guy and an Asian guy this time. Like, why is it always going to be black cop, white cop? Like,
right.
We get that. Like, that's what I was hoping that Lethal Weapon was going to be. Oh, this is Officer Fernandez and Officer Lee, you know?
Yeah. I think you'd like it. I think everything's pretty on point.
All right. I'm big into... speaking of, because you have a table in front of me with a bunch of Nightwing stuff, and we're talking about...
Yeah.
Casting or whatever.
Yeah, we're not talking about video games.
Yeah, we've moved... I've taken over now.
That's okay.
Steven Yeun from Walking Dead as our potential Nightwing.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't think it's a good fit.
You don't like that?
He just doesn't have the... There's no strength in his voice for me.
I mean, he could put it there. He could put the strength.
Enough, though?
He could put the confidence in there.
Like, Nightwing...
I mean, yeah, Nightwing is the dude who everyone listens to. But it's like, it's not because he's Batman. It's because he's Nightwing and everyone grew up with him. So I still feel like, you know, like Superman has Nightwing's ear, but he has Nightwing's ear because he's known him since he was 13 years old.
Right.
And he's watched this dude grow up and he respects him as a man. So I'm like, is that really a Nightwing's voice? Is there a Nightwing voice? Or is it just the fact that Nightwing has street cred out the ass and that's why he has everyone's respect? You know, I don't know if he necessarily needs to be like, because I know what you're saying as far as the... Is he going to give me a... but it's like, he also quips a little bit. He also gets to, you know... He also has to make me feel like he used to be Robin. And I feel like he makes me feel like he could sell, like, oh yeah, I could see him.
And there's just like a certain... I don't know. I guess I haven't...
It's the hair that really sells it for me, honestly.
His hair's fine.
Yeah.
His hair's good for it. But there's just a certain acrobatic physique that I expect a Grayson to have.
Yeah.
And it's a very just... You know, just long legs, really. I mean, that's kind of the go-to for an acrobat. And there's just something about, I think, maybe his height. There's just a lot of questions I have.
I mean, I don't know. I
know you like, can shoot people to make them look certain heights, yeah, but I mean, I need a full, you know, ballerina flip.
You need a Ben Affleck in the bat suit.
There's a little bit of grace that's involved with a Grayson. That's why their last name's Grayson. Okay, they have a lot of grace, and they flip, and they fall, and they're just.
So you need So what would you need? Would you need like
a Cirque du Soleil?
Would you need like? Would you need like Affleck? Would you need a picture of him? Like, were you immediately sold on Affleck, or were you like, I wasn't sold until they released that black and white photo of Affleck in the suit next to the Batmobile?
I was on the anti Affleck team. But it's really because of, like, Geely. You know, right. I mean, it was more about the acting. And not, physically, great. I would have appreciated some blue contacts, but so, you know how I am about that.
So what was it? So you weren't 100% sold until you saw the trailer where he kicks everyone's ass in the room?
It took me that long, yes.
So for Steven Yeun, it would be about the same thing. Like, a picture of him in the suit looking good would be like,
and then
okay,
a stunt
that's
double.
Better, but then it's like once you saw...
the stunt double.
Yeah, the stunt, exactly, because, yeah, we all know that wasn't Ben Affleck. It was Ben Affleck at moments.
Right.
When you could really tell it was him. So that's what it would take. It's like a combination of seeing him in the outfit and then seeing the action sequence or seeing some final footage of him doing a backflip.
They're very different fighters.
They are. You know I have I mean? No doubt that they would nail that. Like, because, I mean, with as far as seeing the Batman, how they made Batman fight, I'm like, that's exactly how I imagine Batman fighting.
Yeah.
He did, you know, like there's certain specific things. I mean, even though in the comic books, Batman does it all the time, but in a real world scenario, as far as Batman fighting, it's like, I don't want to see Batman kick above his waist. Like, he doesn't do that. He's not a high kick. He'll punch you in the face.
Right.
But he's a Wing Chun fighter. Like, he never kicks above the waist. And it's like, in that fight sequence, he doesn't kick above the waist.
That's true.
But, like, Dick Grayson is a, I'll kick you, I'll sidekick you, I'll kick you above the waist.
Yeah, he's my type.
Exactly. So, I...
But I mean, like, okay, so when I picture Batman swooping into a place, uh-huh. right? I always picture kind of a leg bent in, 1 foot out, right? And that foot goes into somebody, typically. All right. With a Grayson, legs extremely close together, feet out together, usually a double kick, like this, like your feet like this. Because he's an acrobat.
Yeah, he would backflip off of you as he kicks.
Yes. Yeah. And, I mean, I'm sure they can do that, CG and all, and stunt double and all, but I mean, I don't know.
But if they gave you a sequence...
This person eventually takes the cowl, you know?
Yeah.
Be it for a short time. But they should have, I don't know, some similarities. I don't know. Like, when Grayson takes over as Batman, people don't go, maybe because of his demeanor.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are like, that guy weighs like 100 pounds less. Like, there isn't that issue. Like, he could wear Bruce's suit. It didn't have to be extremely tailored. But with this, it's like, this is all... Chest is all drooped in. It just wouldn't... I don't know. There's a lot of issues I had. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those characters that it's going to be hard to find one. I was like, I could go for Steven Yeun. And did you see the Power Rangers trailer?
Of course.
What'd you think of that?
I could care less.
You weren't a big Power Rangers.
I'm not a big Power Rangers person, nor did I think that trailer gave me anything to think about. It makes me feel like half the movie is going to be without the suits.
Yeah.
And I don't really like origin movies, so.
Yeah, I don't really like origin movies because of that reason.
Yep.
So we'll see. Unless they made... they won't. I was like, maybe they'll Man of Steel it.
Maybe.
Because he... That's one origin movie that I actually don't mind.
I do. I do mind it.
He's in the costume, like...
Don't know why... He was run over by a tornado.
Oh my gosh.
So dumb. So dumb. You can take away from the comics and take little bits and pieces, but where did that come from? Where did that come from?
I would have just been happy if they didn't kill him at all. I was more or less just like, you didn't have to kill him.
I agree.
That's why I like Smallville.
Me too. I thought they did
perfect. I mean, they did kill him, but...
But they did it right.
He was alive for such a long time.
And he haunted him. Which is good. Sorry, we got a bit on a rant, but that's probably what's going to happen during Owen's 10 episodes. That's probably going to happen. So until next time, make sure to follow me on Twitter at WestAries. That's me. I'm not going to send you to Liquid because I don't really know which account is doing the proper links to the podcast. Owen doesn't have Twitter.
No, I don't. I don't tweet.
No, you don't tweet.
Sorry.
But anyway, that's okay. Try to have a Twitter by the time you come back. Okay? Destiny fanboy.
I will definitely try.
All right, so until next time, my name is Ryan.
I'm Owen.
Good gaming.
All New Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward. But...
Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over that.
I had no idea.
Warning sign, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
All New Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward. But...
Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over that.
I had no idea.
Warning sign, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click call or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.